Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
31 minutes after 6 is your time, my family, Ukona, Odaduswana on the line, straight after we come back from this quick stink.
Pula pula I Radio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Good morning to you, Dada. How are you doing this morning? Kuhle kakhulu, Tata, kuhle kakhulu. Asikakathethi after Easter. Hi, good morning, Tata.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Asikakathethi after Easter, nitye kakuhle iPasika, Tata.
Yes, no, all went well. It was a good Easter, no problem. Thank you.
No, that's wonderful. So this morning, I'm really excited about today's topic, Dada. Today, you are talking about the benefits of fathers to their daughters.
Yes. We are talking about the benefits of fathers to their daughters. Remembering, of course, that our aim is to encourage all men to be the fathers that they can best be to their children.
Amen.
Whether those children are boys or whether they are girls. To also inspire the younger ones who are not yet fathers to know what they should be looking at when the time comes. To encourage those fathers who think they may not be doing the best or they have not done the best to see what else can be done. So we can start. A father gives the unique contribution, naturally, that a father gives to a child, whether that child is a boy or a girl. But today, I felt that there is a need to talk about girls, because a lot of examples we have been using are about boys and brothers and those types of things. So fathers give validation, security, belonging, and self-confidence to their daughters. They generally become the prime mentor in terms of behavior and teachings. Let's talk about affirmation and validation. You confirm the self-worth of your daughter to her and her decision-making and natural gifts as well as general progress in her development, growth, and training. Now, what we mean by that is that as your child is growing, they would want to be sure that what they are learning and what they are doing is correct. So that would be affirmation, that I know you're doing it very well, you are on the right track. That sort of thing is very necessary. Obviously, as a father, you must be aware that each daughter is unique. Although they must all learn the same set of ethics, self-control, and discipline, You, as a father, can also validate your daughter by confirming that she is on the right track. You must assure her of her belonging to the family and to you as a daughter. So you do want that in the kindest and most gracious way possible, that your daughter knows that you are the father. If I were to be a little bit more direct, a lot of times you have, when children have the knowledge of who their father is, who their grandfather is, where they belong, we take it for granted. We don't discuss what happens when a child is in doubt or when a child is actually rejected?
Sure.
We hardly ever discuss that. So, our parents were putting it from the point of view that as a father, you must never think that it's not needed, that when you say my daughter, that you are saying nothing. You are not saying nothing. You are affirming them that you both belong together to each other.
Mm.
Another interesting thing, is that in life, there are perspectives. One of the important perspectives that a daughter must have is a fatherly perspective. A father is different from a mother and is different from the women, let's put it like that.
Mm.
And those people come with perspective, but those are perspectives that come from a particular angle. A father also gives a fatherly point of view on things, including safety, boys, dating, money, work, career, and success, among other things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Always remember that a female or a mother's perspective is very different from that of a father.
Yes, it is.
We know from science that children learn risk-taking, risk management, and courage from their father. They learn to understand how to manage risky things and even dangerous things successfully.
Mm.
And they learn that from their father. So, it's a story that I never forgot that my mother once told me.
Sure.
In discussing, maybe I'll tell two parts of the story.
Mm-hmm.
In discussing her relationship with her dad. So my mother left the Eastern Cape to come to Joburg to train as a nurse at Baragwanath and later on at Baragwanath Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing in their relationship, this daughter and father relationship, was that they agreed that every month you are going put a certain amount into your savings account.
Okay. So
you as the daughter, you are working,
right.
You are retaining that, you get paid a salary, and a certain percentage of this salary every month must be put into the savings account.
Okay.
And then every year when you come down for the December holidays, end of year holidays, you bring the bank book. There was a bank book that every time you go to the bank to make a deposit, they make an entry in your bank
book. In the bank book. Mm-hmm.
And then you bring it to me. Then we check if you are able to make this progress.
Mm.
Obviously, a young lady being a young lady, sometimes you skip 3 months and not doing what you have agreed with your father. And now there's that rush at the end, but on a monthly basis, but when I go home, all of it must be there. But now the interesting thing was that even if all the money is there, the discussion was about the consistency, the discipline of doing this thing consistently, not to just simply meet the requirement. But that also told me about how they were related together, the two, my grandfather and my mother,
right.
How they were in business between the two of them. Then the other one, my uncle was the firstborn, so the firstborn was a boy. My mother was the secondborn, she was a girl. So then my grandfather had what they called a letter. So in this letter, everybody's years of development are written there. So firstborn, secondborn, right down to the youngest. So what was interesting was that even when it was going to be time for them to go to university or college and what have you, there were budgets there ahead of time, well ahead of time. And these two eldest children were the ones who would go to their father to discuss the ledger so that he can tell them that I've saved so much. And for you, Papa, well, that's what he used to call my mother. This is how much for you to go to college. You, Archie, this is how much is there for you to go to college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, when Archie started, because Archie was a political activist, started having problems with invest and getting expelled and other things. But my mother was being trained by the government as a nurse. So that money that had been reserved for my mother was not being used because she was under a sponsorship of the government. So they had a meeting, and my mother said, no, I'll give up the money that was set aside for me, for my brother, so that he can go to UCT in those days in the 50s, early 60s and so on. So they did that. But what I'm trying to say is that my father, my grandfather, was teaching his daughter proper financial perspective, that your future is also secure, also because of what you do ahead of time.
The decisions you make, sure.
So if the decisions were not reserved for the boys only, and so on and so forth, they were there and they were getting a fair, at least the two elders, they were being treated equally, both of them. And they would be in a meeting with their father to do this thing. So I'm saying that was giving them her a perspective on the same issues, but a fatherly perspective this time. Then another thing we need to consider as a father is an earthly model of the Heavenly Father. That as a father, your children and even your daughter need to learn the God the Father's point of view from you, through your example. We're not saying a human being can be as perfect as God, but we need to be there to teach this perspective. And there is a perspective that I want to emphasize this morning. Every father has to be an imitator of God and a representative of the Heavenly Father to his daughter, especially of the principles and the practices of the kingdom of love. I'm not saying it's the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. I am saying it's the kingdom of love. God is
sure,
love.
Those
practices are listed clearly in Scripture, and we must model and teach. That is, and teach them. That is by teaching and by doing. Now, very quickly, Ephesians 5:1-2, it says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a present. So, as fathers, we must first of all be imitators of God, so they can see the job of a father, the Heavenly Father, being modeled by an earthly father. And you must remember that in Ephesians 3:14-15, that the title of fatherhood is given to us by God himself. So when you say, I am a father, it is a title that is given to you by God. But this is what I think we must teach our daughters about love. Now, we cannot teach our daughters about love from Amapiano or Luther Vandross and all that. The Bible must be the standard
sure,
that we are using to teach love, because women are very interested in this topic of love, but I don't know how much interested in the study of the topic of love rather than just liking it. So the Bible says to us, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it will pass away. So love is patient and love is kind. As a father, you cannot be an explosive bomb in front of your child.
And if it does happen, perhaps Dada must not be afraid to say, I'm sorry.
Yes, you. So everybody here, the father and the daughter, must understand that if we're going to behave, both of us have got a right to check ourselves at each other against 1 Corinthians 13.
Amen.
All those things cannot come out of 1 Corinthians 13. And then the other one I want to emphasize today, it says, it always protects. Love always protects. Always trust. Right? Always protect. Because today, people, including young girls, people are suspicious of men that we are about to do something dangerous to them. And not to say men are not guilty of doing wrong things, but as a father, you need to teach your daughter justice and protection. You need to teach your daughter biblical love, mercy, grace, and also justice and protection. Now, I want to use two scriptures, Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. It says that he found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness, and he led him about. He instructed him. Now, listen to this. He kept him as the apple of his eye. And what I'm trying to say to us and our daughters, can your daughter say, my father kept me and protected me like the apple of his eye?
Sure.
Psalm 17, verse 8, it says, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Does your daughter know that no matter what, my father will protect me? Which is the same way, in a way, that we must teach our sons that you must have a protective duty towards your mother. You must have a protective duty towards your sisters.
Yeah.
You must have a protective duty towards the women in the family and the women in the community. People, when they see you, they must see that there are good grounds to be safe, to feel safe. So, what are the other general lessons we need to be able as men and as fathers to practice? One of them is this one. Be there.
Right.
Be present at the events of your daughter, and also make sure that at most occasions when she is learning and developing, you are there to help and to support. Are you ever within easy reach? Is your daughter confident that even if you are not there, you are 24/7 within easy reach? That she can press the speed dial to her dad at any moment. Do things she likes. So, this again goes to trying to discover who your daughter is and how she is wired. Allow her creative imagination and her taste and natural inclination to guide what you do together. She may like building. They say, hi, Tata, Masakumzi. Now you are going to sit on the ground and you are building sticks.
That
and
what is
you may like running, whatever it is that you like, you want to be there, and that is how you are also discovering her creativity, her imagination, her talent, and even her destiny. Because people don't understand that you can see a musician at the age of 3. I'm just saying, if your child might be, or you can see a lawyer at the age of 5, but this one is likely to be a lawyer, you know. But if they're not there, to see how the child imagine things and how they are evolving and intentionally look at those things. Another thing is that, you know, when we were growing up as youngsters, as boys and all that, you know, as friends, buddies, you put your arm around each other.
Yes, Dad.
There were no suspicions those days that you are up to something. When you put in the arm around someone, there's something that you are up to. And I want to say that as a father, guided by the word of God and sincere love for your daughter, you should be able to hug her.
Yes.
And there is a need for all of us to be able to say that children can be safe even in the presence of their father. Because
in fact, over and above that, you know that it's amazing. It's amazing. Perhaps this is even a conversation of its own, you know, in terms of our education curriculum, where children in grade one, as early as grade one, they are taught that if a man touches you or hugs you or gets too close to you, we're teaching our children about social distance, that they should even apply to their fathers. That's so weird.
That is a very unfortunate development. You know, my daughter some years back went to visit one of our friends in a house. So the mother of that house, who's my wife's friend, meets her. She's just wearing her panties, this girl of mine, my daughter, running down the passage and comes to meet this mother.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk. So this woman phones my wife. He says, "Bonnie, your daughter is so innocent. She's not even aware that this is a dangerous behavior to run like that in the passage in the Ubangi Pains."
Go on, you know? Dad.
So he says, "Well, and at their house, she's not there. There's no such thing that she's being told that she's in danger of anything."
No, because she's safe. Kuko wabo.
Yes.
Hmm.
You know? So so there are all those types of things that sometimes, you know, we now go against the natural creation of God.
Hmm.
Now, another little thing that I want to say, I see time is running.
Yes.
Is equally valuable. Respect her full humanity and do not make her feel inferior. And I will use two biblical examples here. I will not read the full scripture, but Joshua 15, verse 16 to 19, this is Caleb. You can debate it any which way you like. But what I remember about Caleb is the land that she gave to his daughter.
Mm.
So this daughter comes back to her father in verse 18. One day when she came to Othniel, she asked him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her. So she's going to Caleb to meet with her father.
Mm.
She replied to Caleb and said, "Do me a special favor, Daddy. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. So Caleb gave her daughter land and gave her springs of water.
Mm.
Daughters must also be heirs to their fathers. Numbers 27 to 6 to 7, it says, "And the Lord said to him, 'What Zelo Tehath's daughters are saying is right. You must certainly give them property as an inheritance among their father's relatives and give their father's inheritance to them.'" So, one of the ways that women get disempowered is that when boys are being given resources, girls are not being given the same resources. And I am saying as a father, your hands must be even.
Hmm.
there must be no favoritism that the girls are getting this, the boys are getting this. Your hand must be fair between boys and girls to affirm their humanity as well, that they are as human as the boys, and the boys are as human as the girls, and they all are given a fair chance in life by their father.
Sure. Wow. Tata, this is so wholesome. In fact, as you're speaking, I'm busy making notes about what I would like to request that we do next week. In fact, I don't know if we're going to be able to pass this one as quick as we would want to, because it's such a, in a fatherless generation, I'm not saying that men don't get affected, but can we just take a minute, to appreciate how strange it must be then for girls growing up without a father, how strange that whole entire scenario is for them. They don't know how to respond to men. It's a mess. It's such a mess. And I think there's certain pointers that you spoke about today, being available for your child, being understanding that you have to display the character of God to your child, all of those things. Bendigela Dada City, get into details and perhaps even look at scenarios next week so that we can get into the gist of the matter.
And Oscar Kuhn, we will do that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dada. We'll check in with Udadusana next week, my family. Dada, have yourself a really blessed Sunday. We appreciate you, and we'll check in next week.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Daduswana, my family, and I want to cross over with a prayer that we received from Sis Chrissy, and we really just want to appreciate you, Sis Chrissy. Fortunately, we're talking about daughters today. Thank you so much for your love and your care, and Sis Chrissy is going to be closing our time of prayer and devotion this morning before we cross over to church here on Radio Pulpit.
Bona tshedimosetso ya tsa kgwebo ka go reetsa thulaganyo ya Thursday Live le Godfrey Mohabi labone o mongwe le o mongwe ka ura ya borataro. Baitsianape, borakgwebo le bommakgwebo ba re fa maitemogelo a bona go rotloetsa ba bangwe ka tsa kwa tirong. Reetsa Radio Pulpit ka tlhamallo mo 657 AM, kana o reetse podcast mo radiopulpit.co.za.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we give you the glory, for you are great, mighty, and holy. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. Father, we can stand this morning all through your grace, Lord Jesus. And we come before your throne to say thank you, Lord, for the night that you take us through. As we come before your throne this morning, Father, we give you the glory and the honor, for you are great, mighty, and holy. Our request is today, Lord Jesus, we pray for our young, our youth, Lord Jesus, cover them with your blood, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we put them in your hands, Father, because they are the future of our land, of our country. And this morning, Father, we say thank you also for Radio Pulpit, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father, they do a good job. My Father, bless each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Imama. We really appreciate you. My family, we love you so, so much. May the Lord bless you this morning and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord give you his peace, which surpasses all human understanding. Kathy Van Onselen keeping you company on the other side of seven. Otherwise, to me and my crew, all roads lead to Jesus Joy out in Johannesburg.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.